Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Leviticus 22. I'm going to focus on a specific area in a moment, but in the beginning of this chapter, it talks about how when people would approach God in order to bring a sacrifice, that they had to make sure that they were clean, and they had to make sure that they were following the ordinances of God for uncleanness. Now, there were many things like touching a corpse, a seminal emission, that would make someone unclean. You know, we've seen leprosy. There are a lot of things that would make a person unclean for a period of time, or maybe just until they bathed or till the next day after they bathed. And God required that when people would bring a sacrifice, that they would be in a disposition of cleanliness and holiness, like seeking to come to God rightly. And I think that's just interesting today. You know, today we can approach God. In fact, we can even approach the tabernacle of God because he has come to reside in really unholy people. He's come to reside in us, those who believe, because of the fact that we have become right before God through the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to be in the proximity of God that we are able to have today, and that we will have an embrace in heaven one day. But it's because of the perfect forgiveness that Jesus Christ has given us through being the final Lamb of God that we're able to be in his presence. So they had to really come clean, come and follow and obey all of God's sacrificial system laws in order to approach God at the tabernacle. Today, we can approach God because of our faith in Jesus. But yet, what does that mean then? I think that's an interesting question. Meaning, once we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we have been forgiven, and we have been made right, and therefore God can live inside of those who believe, now when we honor God or serve God, how should we come? Like, you know, and I don't think it's crystal clear biblically, but I think there's something still to be said that, you know what, I want to respect God. Like, we could come in hungover, we could come in on drugs, we could come in not having showered, we could come in just really lackadaisical, not caring about anything, about maybe our appearance or what we're wearing. And if God cared so much that people, you know, came to him in a spirit of holiness, I just think it's something for us to think about, just something for us to ponder. Now, are we saved or unsaved because of how we dress going to church? No, we're saved because of our faith in Jesus. But yet, I just feel like, you know, God would be honored if when we came to God, we presented ourselves as though we revere him and we care about him. And you know, it's kind of interesting to think about these things because, you know, throughout generations, people dressed differently, right? I mean, there's like, you know, back in Jesus's day, maybe they wore some kind of turban or robe kind of a thing. You know, you see what the people wore, you know, in those days. And today we wear something completely different, right? I mean, we have whatever, slacks and jeans and, you know, different kinds of shoes and all that. So, you know, we live in a completely different era. But yet, I think principally we could look at, well, what's conservative? What's honoring? And I'm going to try to present myself before God and come to church in an honorable way. Anyways, something to think about without putting too much law into our lives, because we have received grace and forgiveness through Jesus, but I still think approaching God does matter. All right, what I really want to focus on is, let's move forward to verse 17, and I think we'll see something beautiful here. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons and to all the sons of Israel, and say to them, any man of the house of Israel or of the aliens in Israel who presents his offering, whether it is any of their votive or any of their freewill offerings, which they present to the Lord for a burnt offering, for you to be accepted, it must be a male without defect from the cattle, the sheep, or the goats. Whatever has a defect you shall not offer, for it will not be accepted for you. When a man offers a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord to fulfill a special vow, or for a freewill offering of the herd or of the flock, it must be perfect to be accepted. There shall be no defect in it. Those that are blind or fractured or maimed or having a running sore or enzema or scabs, you shall not offer to the Lord, nor make of them an offering by fire on the altar to the Lord. In respect to an ox or a lamb which has an overgrown or stunted member, you may present it for a free will offering, but for a vow it will not be accepted. Also, anything with its testicles bruised or crushed or torn or cut, you shall not offer to the Lord or sacrifice in your land, nor shall you accept any such from the hand of a foreigner for offering as the food of your God, for their corruption is in them, they have a defect, they shall not be accepted for you. Now, remember, you know, those who are just jumping into this, we are living under a new covenant now, a new agreement with God. This is part of the old covenant, but we can see that when they brought a sacrifice to God, they needed to bring one without defect. And you could see there would be a temptation to bring an animal that was with defect. I mean, think about this. You have animals, let's say you do, and you want to always reproduce your best animals. And also, if there's one that's crippled or blind or lame or whatever, even having to deal with that animal would be extra work. You know, that animal would need extra care. And in a way, if you're gonna sacrifice an animal and eat of an animal, why not take one off your hands that is, you know, more difficult for you to maintain, and also one that maybe you don't want to reproduce because of whatever problem that it had. But God was saying, no, you need to bring to me an honorable sacrifice. And I think that's really important. It's spelled out very clear biblically that we needed to bring an unblemished lamb. And that brings us forward to the New Testament, where Jesus Christ was the once and final sacrifice. So if you're jumping in, you know, we don't make these sacrifices anymore. We don't bring our lamb to church. The sacrificial system is ended because God has made a new agreement. He's made a new covenant, and he initiated that new covenant with the death and then resurrection of his son, where Jesus went on the cross to be the once and final Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So today, in order to be forgiven and to be made in right standing, we can't bring an animal. We have to trust in Jesus, the one that God sent forth to die as our lamb. Now, God followed his own rules, because in order for Jesus to take our sin, God needed to bring an unblemished sacrifice, and he did that in his son. I want to read to you a couple of passages from the New Testament. Listen to this. This is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He, God, made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. So God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, meaning he was unblemished. He did not have sin. But he became sin on our behalf on that cross. He took our sin so that we might become the righteousness of God, so that we may become justified, so that we may become righteous before God, so that we may have right standing before God. And for those of you who have been through the journey with us, you might remember in the Old Testament, there was a man named Abraham who didn't have any children. And God promised Abraham that he would have as many as there were stars in the sky. And he was childless. Him and Sarah didn't have children, but Abraham believed, and he was accredited righteousness. Because Abraham believed in the promise of God, Genesis chapter 15, he was given right standing with God. And that's been brought forward into the New Testament now, that those who believe, like Abraham believed, but those who believe in Jesus now, because Jesus paid for our price as our lamb, we have received the righteousness of God through faith, just as Abraham believed and was received righteousness with God. We now are made right, hallelujah, because the unblemished lamb went to the cross for us. I'd share with you another passage. Listen to Hebrews 9:12-14. Hebrews 9:12-14, talking about this sacrificial system. Listen to this. And not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood. Jesus came through his own blood. He entered the holy places once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. He redeemed us. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling those who have been defiled sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, so in the Old Testament when you brought forth these sacrifices, you could be cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, listen, without blemish to God, Christ was offered without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. See, we have a greater sacrifice, a more perfect sacrifice, the unblemished Son of God who went on that cross to take our sins. Hallelujah. And then finally, the last one I'll share with you this morning is 1 Peter chapter 1. We were not redeemed. This is verse 18 and 19 of 1 Peter chapter 1. We were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your futile conduct inherited from your forefathers, but with the precious blood as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. See, God followed his own rules, and he put forth Jesus as the once and final Lamb of God, unblemished. He took our sin in order to make us right before God. You can be made right by faith. Have you trusted in him? Have you trusted Jesus? Because there's only one way to be forgiven today. There's no other way. There's no other way to heaven. There's only one way to be forgiven now. You can't bring a lamb. It's through Jesus Christ. Have you trusted in him? And then you receive right standing before God, and you can be assured of the fact that if you die today, you will be with God in heaven because Jesus took your sin on that cross and you placed your faith in him and you've been made right by God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for his great sacrifice. God bless you all.